Now, the third caste is known as the Vaishya, V-A-I-S-H-Y-A, Vaishya. That comes from a root vish, V-I-S-H, which means settled, to settle. This is the third estate, the caste of money, the caste of property ownership, what we would call the substantial body of the community. These people are the merchants, the landowners, the bankers, and so forth and so on. Their function is to raise their family in decency and prosperity to make money. This is the money caste. The Brahmin lives for truth, or what he conceives to be truth, namely the truth of the Vedas. The Kshatriya lives for justice and authority, impersonally administering. The merchant lives for prosperity and the abundance of life, and he pays his taxes and pays his tithes. These three castes are called the twice-born. These three castes are called the Aryan castes. Now, Aryan is a Sanskrit word, and it means noble. These are the castes for whom the Hindu tradition is designed. Separate from them, quite apart, different race, different species, different character altogether, are the so-called Shudra, S-H-U-D-R-A. This is from a root that means to suffer. These are the artisans, the peasants, the workers, and the what we call outcasts. They are not assimilated into the Aryan tradition. They are regarded as totally other. They are of two orders. One, those from whom a Brahmin may accept water. The other, those from whom a Brahmin may not accept water. Why may the Brahmin not accept water? Because he would become contaminated. These people, the Shudras, are regarded not only as socially, but also as spiritually low. It is as though they were diseased, and to touch the unclean Shudra, that is to say those from whom one cannot take water, is to contaminate yourself with a spiritual infection. The ruthless avoidance of these people, the, well, from our standpoint, the horror of their lives, is a function of the belief that they are infectious, like lepers, spiritual lepers. In the Indian law books, the so-called laws of Manu, M-A-N-U, Manu is, the word is related to our word man, also mentality. Manu is the sort of primordial man image of India. The laws of Manu say, in one passage, which I remember reading with amazement, if a Shudra hears the recitation of the Vedas, overhears the recitation of the Vedas, even by accident, he shall have boiling lead poured into his ears. This kills him. The Vedas are power. They are like atom secrets. They are the powers by which the Brahmins direct the energies of the universe, and this power must not be leaked to the subject people. The unclean Shudra, before the English rule, coming into a village compound, if he were dying of thirst, couldn't touch the water there. Nobody could give it to him either, because how could you get it to him? He would have to wear a spittoon so that his saliva wouldn't fall on the earth and contaminate it. This is fierce. Now, this seems to us inequitable, to say the least. Not to the Indians. Why not? Fundamental to all Indian social thinking is the concept of reincarnation. Fundamental to this is the notion that through many, many lives, we go, as it were, through a school, the school of the universe, the school of the world, the school of rebirths. I think of these four castes, Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, and Brahman as the freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior classes. At the top of the school system, below that, we have people who had the misfortune not even to be born in India, like ourselves. Still further down, animals, although the animals born in India are more fortunate than ourselves. Below that, the vegetable world and the physical world. These objects before me here are souls on the way up. I think of a pop bottle. When you take the top off, the bubbles come up. Where do they come from? Where do they go? Who knows? The void. But there they are coming up through the vegetables, so on, so on, so on, so on, so on.